The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien. And Matt, you're going to tell us about a movie that's in wide distribution, getting a fair amount of attention, Us, the new Jordan Peele horror film.
So this is Peele's follow-up to Get Out, which won him the screenplay Oscar 2 years ago. And this is more, I would say, more of a typical horror film than Get Out was. Get Out, if you saw it, you know, had elements of horror in it, elements of kind of psychological society analysis. This one, you know, could be any family caught up in a strained situation, but it is the first blockbuster of 2019, probably the first really top-notch film of 2019. He's released it at a perfect time because it's really kind of a dead box office time.
It sure is.
It rang the bell for sure. Now, we can't get into too much of the plot details because there are a lot of big reveals, big surprises, but basically it's about the family that goes to their summer resort and some strange things happen. And they're based on something the mother experienced as a child. The mother is played by Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o. The father is played by Winston Duke. And as a child, she got lost in a funhouse at a carnival, at a fairground.
Like mirrored funhouse?
Yes, mirrored funhouse.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But what happens is she doesn't really see her reflection in the mirror. She sees herself, but it's not a reflection. The self is really alive and looking at her.
There's a German word here, doppelganger, kind of important.
So that is a crucial part of it. That's all in the trailer. What eventually happens is four people arrive at their resort, and they look exactly like them. It's like the family. What happens from there gets pretty strange. There's a word called the tethered that becomes interesting in this movie that refers to what may or may not be going on. As with any horror film, they're terrorized by this doppelganger family. What's interesting is that Lupita Nyong'o, who plays the part of the mother, her doppelganger is the only doppelganger that can speak. And Nyong'o uses a very strange voice alteration to voice the other character. And this is just a great performance. Her performance just carries this film. It dominates the film. She's so good as the mother and the, whatever you want to call this, the shadow, the doppelganger as well. So from there, it becomes your basic horror film. There's a lot of underlying things going on here as well with Peele. He's stated that this may be kind of a treatise on modern society. I don't know that that's really evident when you're watching it. You have to be paying attention or really understanding there might be some subtext going on here. I'm not sure the subtext gets through. That's my one fault of the film. Which in a way is good because it's not heavy-handed. It's not banging you over the head with the subtext. But you really have to like look into this deeply to think, okay, is this just a straight horror film, or does Peele have something to say about what's going on in America right now?
I think this is fun for actors because they get to play their horror counterparts here.
They do, but Nyong'o's the one who really gets to play her counterpart. Like this film a lot, I think that the tension is palpable throughout. There's a lot of unexpected crime and murdering going on just as you're least expecting it. There's one fantastic scene where it is completely out of left field what's about to happen, and that's a frightening scene as well. So he keeps the tension going. He keeps the frights going, but there are some comic elements. The audience did laugh in a few spots, and that's very typical of a Jordan Peele film. Just like with Get Out, there were comedic elements that the audience was laughing about. I almost like this a little better than Get Out. It's similar but different, but he should be commended. He's really got his finger on the pulse on things right now. Jordan Peele does. Everything he does turns to gold. The acting is good. Elizabeth Moss is in this film, famous from The Handmaid's Tale, actress Elizabeth Moss. I won't quite tell you what she's doing in the film, but that's an interesting performance as well. It's a little long, but overall I really liked it.
You know, I'm conflicted about films like this because I'm not a horror film fan. Mm-hmm. I don't like to be scared. And the willing suspension of disbelief, I kind of get in there and I get scared.
Yeah.
And that seems to be the skill of a of a director like Jordan Peele to kind of keep that, as you mentioned, the word tension, keep us in the story, keep us interested in, oh, my God, is something awful going to happen? And
what Peele seems to have figured out, Doug, is to make a horror film, but also to make a commentary on social mores, society, politics, whatever. He's able to kind of pull off both. And I think that kind of elevates films like Get Out and Us from maybe what they would be normally as just, you know, slasher films or horror films or alternate reality films. So he's clearly perfected this. There are some amazing shock things and secrets that are revealed in the second half of the film. People are talking about what it means, what's the purpose of the ending, what does that mean? So you're going to have to go and find out for yourself. But I would recommend this to adults, and teenagers are going to like it as well.
I would think that editing is an important piece of – well, it's an important piece of any film, but for a horror film, you know, cutting it at just the right spot and all that.
It is crucial to horror films. And I think what's going to make these Peele films last beyond a few years is that they seem like they're very prescient. They seem like they're very current. I think The Exorcist is a film that doesn't hold up anymore. I've seen it a couple times since its release, and I think these films will probably hold up a little longer. That's my guess. But Lupita Nyong'o, she's already getting awards buzz for this performance. Oh. It might be too early in the year for her to sustain that buzz through the end of the year and get an Oscar nomination for Best Actress, but she's tremendous in this movie. Her, the promise we saw in 12 Years a Slave, which is where she won the Oscar, of course, is definitely demonstrated here.
Well, it's time for an Oscar trivia question for Matt Olien. And this is another one from Doug Zenter, who works here at Prairie Public. He just gave me a list that was intriguing, so here's number three for you. The big five in the Academy Awards are Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Screenplay. What was the first film to win the big five? And there's a follow-up here.
It Happened One Night, 1934.
And who won the Best Director?
Clark Gable was the Best Actor, Claudette Colbert, Actress, and Frank Capra was the Director. I'm not sure. Was it Robert Riskin who wrote the screenplay?
Yes, it was. All right. So there you go. What other films have done the same thing since?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest in 75, Silence of the Lambs in 91.
Hit it right out of the ballpark. We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.